Blog Talk Radio.
Calling my name, and you who give me hugs feel so good.
good, I can explain. This is so crazy, I don't feel the same. The passion, the love, boy, you're making me feel I would never find another when this feeling's insane. This feeling is extremely divine. My mind lost through touch. I'm losing my mind. When you say my name, that goes in the light is discovered in you.
Now turn around as our bodies catch the moon. Oh! Hey, what's up, people? You know what I mean? Welcome to Sunday Night Love with Romance. It's definitely going down tonight. Playing all the slow jams. I got some new songs for y'all that I'm going to put it deeper. But tonight, I know I'm going to have a special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You know I mean? Y'all hear me talk. Like, I'm going to just leave it as that. But the question of the night is, what do you do when you're in love with someone? How do you tell them and when's the best time? That's the question of the night. So if y'all want to call in, answer the question, make sure y'all do. I'm going to sit back and turn it up a little bit. About that time, I'm close to that time. So I'm going to have to play Jamie Foxx. No, my bad, Joe Moore.
You got that look on your face.
Nah, nah, nah.
Make I want the rain to come. asking for scattered showers for about an hour. Rain on me tonight. Now let me love you. Now let me kiss you. Now let me set you.
Tonight and in the morning before we see this storm pull out.
All right, y'all. I got some Facebook questions for y'all. I mean, you know the question of the night. What do you do when you're in love with somebody? And when is the right time to tell them? I mean, the best time to tell them. And how? Why would you tell them? Now, the king's son said, you wait. You wait for the right time to tell her how you don't and how you feel and don't fold. She just might give you the word. I was like, I'm feeling that. Okay. And then we got Amy. She said, you know what I mean? It's basically she told the truth. Actions speak louder than words. I could deal with that. Because it do. I mean, a lot of people tell me that. And then Robin said, just get it off your chest. Hey, anything else is trust. Okay. I don't get it, but yeah, keeping it real. Okay, I'm going to give y'all my answer later. It's going to be deep. I'm going to get to some more questions, but for now, I mean, I'm going to keep it real real quick. I ain't sitting back right now, so I got to keep it real. Teehee. But ladies, now men, now when y'all hear this song, y'all might know how y'all women feel, because some women like to be disciplined in the right way. So I'm going to have to let Janet Jackson do the talking for me. Hope y'all like it.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Okay, I got a special guest tonight. I told you I ain't going to let tell y'all who it is. I'm going to let her introduce herself. How you doing?
Hi, y'all. This is your girl, KK. Can't take house of the songbird. For those who don't know who I am, I'm a musician and artist. I sing, rap, dance, model. I also play the piano and produce my own music and DJ.
Okay, KK. Now, I got a question for you. How did you get started in all this?
How did I get started? Like, what inspired me?
Yes.
Well, I guess you gotta say probably my mom, because my mom, she don't want to let everybody know, but my mom, she was everything. She modeled. She even performed on stage, like, as far as singing, and she acted. She was everything, and, like, she definitely inspired me to do everything that I want to do. And plus, she still kept herself stabilized and is a very strong woman till this day, and it's just, like, amazing. And I just want to be an amazing person like that. Like, I can't – it's, like, hard to explain, but she definitely inspired me.
Okay. So you sing, dance, and rap.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I heard something else on all of going around. I heard you make beats too.
Yes, I do. I produce my own beats. My beat making little production is called KK. Tell me what you want. Or okay, KK. But yeah, that's my little production company. And yeah.
Okay. So, who made up SSF?
Well, SSF stands for Southside Family.
Okay.
And it's a production company and also a managing company and et cetera. But anyway, Southside Family was first brought up, started long ago. I think I was like 15 or so. And that's when I started a group called Fantasy Crew. Fantasy Crew was a part of a Southside Family. And what happened was it was just me, my sister, who's inside Fantasy Crew, and R. McMoney, which is my mom, a.k.a. my manager. We were just sitting down, and we were trying to figure out, what are we going to name this company? Because we can't just come out as just, like, artists. I mean, we can, but we got to have a backup plan or something else to back us up, because I could do more than just sing. I could do more than just rap and make music. I can also draw. I can dance. And there's so much things I could do, and she didn't want to limit me. She wanted to make me come out to my full potential and have me be able to, you know, jump around, be flexible with other things, because I can do other things. I could do more. And so we were thinking about it, and we're like, hey, we're from the South Side. We're a family. Let's call each other South Side Family. And so it just came to mind like that, and I was like, it was silly sounding at first. Like, oh, Fantasy Crew and South Side Family. But then we brought down to the initials, it was like SSF, and, you know, that sounds pretty cool. It's catchy, and it's true, because and then we thought about it. Everyone who's going to be a part of South Side Family or SSF is like family to us. So then we developed it a certain way, and that's how it came up.
Oh, okay, so can I be part of Southside Family?
It's possible, but, you know, you got to talk to that R. Make Money.
I'm trying to go through you. I'm kind of scared of her. So I'm going to ask again, can I join Southside Family?
Once again, you got to talk to R. Make Money, you know, because R, she's a big dog, and, you know, and I'm the big dog, too, because I'm one of the co-leaders, but R, she's the big dog. Like, you got to go through R before you do anything with me.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to turn my romance on and dance around a little bit. I get it. But other than that, so I definitely like what you're doing. How long, like, I heard so many songs, and definitely tell me about In My Mood Thursday.
Oh, In My Mood Thursdays is a show that I do on here, WHHA radio show. And it's a mood show. Like, if I feel like playing anything dealing with my mood, that's how my mood is going to go. For example, if I'm in this mood where I'd be like reggae jam, and that's the name of the mood, and I just play all island music, not just reggae, but island music and music that goes along amongst those areas, amongst those lines. So that's what In My Mood is. And And in my mood, whenever I host a show or whatever, I'm expressing, not only expressing how I feel, but I also have this question of the night that goes along with my mood so that everyone else can also express how they feel. And then when they listen to the mood, they would be able to, like, you know, feel a certain way and understand, or even if they're confused, because I know we all have times we're all confused and like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to be, or et cetera. That's what my mood is for, you know, so you can find your mood.
Okay, then that's what's up. I definitely listen to you all the time. Like I said, I'm still waiting for one mood. But I'm not going to, she's going to pick it out herself. I'm not going to sit back and say it because I've been saying it a couple times on the show. But
if, I take requests.
Okay, then I'm going to have to hit you up later about that. So I'm going to sit back and ask you the question of the night. What if you was in love with somebody? When is the best time to tell them and why?
Okay, so what if I was in love with somebody and when is the best time to tell them and why? If I was in love with someone and I felt that I was really in love, I don't think time matters. If you're there with that person, you're just going to be like, I love you. And this is why, because you're amazing, because et cetera. So if I've ever fallen in love, I'm not going to wait for a perfect time. No, it's just going to come out because I fell in love with you and I've realized this. Why? I don't think there's an explanation for that.
Okay. Well, see, everybody's waiting for my answer as well, so I'm going to give them my answer. I think that's time to tell them. I ain't going to lie. You might as well wait for a couple more months to make sure. Like, if you think you met her, like, okay, let's say some people be like, I give it a 6 month period. Then after that 6 months and I really feel for them, I'm going to tell you wait another 6 months to sit back and tell you. Because I'm going to be like, look, I got something to tell you. We've been kicking it for a long time, babe. But I'm feeling your swag a little bit. You know what I mean? I know you don't have a man because we've been friends and you tell me everything, I tell you everything. Yeah, I'm going to be like Bonnie and Clyde right now. So I'm trying to be that number one. Like Jamie Foxx, I'm number one, wrong place. My bad. Got caught up in the moment, but that's my question to that. So definitely, KK, thank you for the interview. I've been waiting actually to speak to you in person. It's definitely appreciated.
I'm glad you appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you interviewed me, and I love your show. I listen to it all the time. But, yeah, you should definitely check out my show on Thursday on WHHA Radio Show. That is WHHARadioShow.Weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, WEEBLY.com from 7 to 9 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, y'all. Since he's in the building, you know what I mean, we're going to hold it down. I'm going to turn him back on some Janet Jackson because I'm feeling her mood. I think I'm going to go with Moist. You did. Turn it up. Have a good night.
nothing at home. Cutting past, watching that ass while I'm on the phone. Cutting up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy while you're doing a damn thing that I want. Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want put you on the counter by the butter toast. Hands on the table, on your tippy toes. Girl, you'll be making love like the restaurant was closed. How would you like it, babe?
Would you like that?
Tell me right now.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back.
Girl, you're in the kitchen, chilling in your robe. I'm saying to myself, she better go put on some clothes. Tickling and teasing, doing that little dance. Girl, you gon' make me lay you down and give it to you one more game. Cutting up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy while you're doing a damn thing that I want. Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want you on the counter, by the butter.
Right by the butter.
Hands on the table, on your tippy toe.
On your tippy toe.
We'll be making love like the restaurant was closed.
The room was closed, yeah.
Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove.
I want
put you on the counter, by the butter goes. Hands on the table,
hands on the table.
On your tippy toe. Up the storm, oven's on 500, so you know the kitchen's warm. Girl, you know just how to get into a brother's mind. Here we are still in his kitchen, doing it for the third time. Tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing that I want. Put you in the kitchen,
oh,
put you on the counter, by the butter.
Right by the butter roll.
Champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing. nothing to do. Tonight I got away from my crew. I just wanna put some in you, and I can tell that you want it too. And I'm anything, you may anything. So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, reset the party, come on, fuck with us. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, that's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and plant this magic seed. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Get you pregnant.
Don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you makes me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you. And girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you. Still hold you like we brand new. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still cold here.
Babysit it, babysit it.
Girl, you make me wanna get
you make
pregnant.
Me
want, you make me
wanna, wanna get you pregnant.
Pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Oh, you are oh,
pregnant.
Oh, you are. Take you out to eat, wine and dine, shopping free, you sex with me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. And it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.
Let's go for crazy.
Let's
make it easy. Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. Oh, I asked you, let me pour your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Baby, take your mind into a zone. Imagine that we're all alone. 2 ways off and our friends are gone. Now picture you and me getting it on. Take my hand and come with me. Let's indulge in fantasies. Cast your cares and worries. And slowly fall into this ecstasy. I'm gonna rub your body, so baby, just
just relax. You've been pouring out your loving, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine that,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that.
All
imagine
night long,
imagine that.
Me stroking your body, imagine that,
imagine that, imagine that.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that, imagine that.
Whipped cream and strawberries, you know what I mean? Fingers walk. Take a second and imagine the opportunity. You and me sharing sexual energy. Now, girl, just meditate on you being in this chair. Now, close your eyes and act like we're not even here, girl. I'm gonna rub your body.
So, baby, just relax.
You've been pouring out your love, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine.
Imagine.
Me stroking your body.
Imagine
me kissing you from feet to head.
Hey y'all, I would like to thank all my Facebook fans, all my Twitter fans, everybody that's out there right now that's listening. I'm trying to keep it real with y'all all day, every day. Hope y'all enjoying the show, liking the music. I hope y'all enjoyed the interview from KK. Don't forget, happy Tuesdays, every Tuesdays, any given with Fantasy Crew, any given Wednesday with KP. That dude's funny, and In My Mood Thursdays. Now, this week, we have a Creamy Friday. You know, the part jumped off. There's a party there. But we got something special this Saturday. We're having a Mardi Gras. So, y'all know where the Mardi Gras is. Y'all, you know how it's going to go down. So, I'm going to sit back into some jams for y'all. I hope y'all enjoying y'all night and having fun. I think we'll play some Barry White for you. Practice what you preach, because, hey, that's what we need to do these days. I hope y'all love it.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me. I am patiently waiting.
Let me
I got one more question for y'all. Remember, the question of the night is, if you're in love with somebody, the question of the night is, what do you do when you're in love with somebody? And what's the best time to tell them, and why? Makita said, that's kind of hard to say, but you will know when it's right. I could agree with that. Yeah, I mean, Lucky says, I don't know. That's the type of things isn't my area. I'm single, LOL. Okay, I'll go well with that. Hey, you single, hey. Don't judge me. I mean, you know what it is. So, I'm going to get back to some music. I think I'm going to have to play the Boyz II Men, Color of Love. You know what I mean? Turn it back up. Definitely for the love couples out there.